Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
Giant storms often have an impact upon millions of people. For family and friends who are living out of their path of destruction, we do not go untouched. Homes and businesses are destroyed. Physical and financial losses are great. Obviously, the economic impact upon the whole community, even a nation, will be felt by far more than just the folks who have been displaced and literally taken the loss. Beyond the destruction of property comes the emotional losses that are very heavy. The impact of the burdens, needs, and heartache that is placed upon storm victims is something the news coverage brings to our attention. Pictures and stories tell more than the loss of property. It brings the emotions into our lives, and none of us escape the storms of life. The psalmist knew that storms in life would come. He wrote about the earthquakes and hurricanes, tsunamis, and such like. He wrote about the very experiences that happen in our world today. It isn't new to the earth. Recorded history will reveal storms of destruction around the globe. The psalmist had the purpose in his writing to share an assurance to his readers. And that assurance is that God is our helper. Psalms 46 verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble.
When I think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace, on Mount Calvary take my place. Then I ask myself the question, who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? I'm reminded of his words, I'll leave thee never. Just be true, I'll give to you a life forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, to fight my battles till they're won. For who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old
mighty cross he go, for who am I?
That to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I?
The fear of the storm is overcome by the strength of the Lord Almighty. He provides refuge and builds a fortress around us. Jesus made a promise to his followers. He said, "I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you." From Old Testament passages that are prophetic in nature, speaking of Jesus and his ministry, we find various ones that describe him as our helper, one who sticks closer than a brother. How reassuring it is to have this knowledge. It basically can dispel the fears that come from a cruel, unjust, and unpredictable world. What is next for us in life, we do not know. The song says, "I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty. But the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that be my portion may be through the flame or flood. But his presence goes before me, and I'm covered with his blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand. But I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand." Does Jesus hold your hand through the storms of life? I fear that many folks face the uncertainty of tomorrow without Jesus as their refuge. The very purpose of sharing the gospel of Christ is to proclaim Jesus as Savior and Lord, so that all of our tomorrows can be experienced with him as our strength and our shield. Are you facing any uncertainty? Does Jesus provide the blessed assurance for you today? Danger, death, destruction will never, ever depart from life on earth as long as time continues. Jesus said we would always have the poor with us. He also declared that in this world all of his disciples would have tribulation. He went on to say, "Be of good courage. I have overcome the world." The comfort provided by the Lord is a strength, a fortress, for everyone who chooses to become his disciple. Jesus warns us through his teachings not to put our trust in the things of this world. They can be here tomorrow, or be here today, and then gone tomorrow. Jesus warns us through his teachings not to put our trust in the things of this world. They can be here today and gone tomorrow. If our treasure has been laid up in heaven, then they're safe. Jesus told the parable of the rich and foolish farmer who did not have his treasures in heaven. He had made a great living. He had an abundance of goods stored up for many years. And his plan was to spend his tomorrows eating, drinking, and being merry. He trusted in the riches to provide security for him, but they could not do so. There was no real security in his physical possessions. This is the truth we must hear today. Jesus came into this world to bring us a firm foundation upon which we can live and die. And regardless of the storms we face, all will be well with our souls. The Lord's apostles experienced the shelter from the storm that he could give. When threatened by the storm on the Lake of Galilee, they came to Jesus seeking help, and Jesus responded by rebuking the winds and the waves. The winds and the waves obeyed his will. They were safe from the storm that was surrounding them. They're more than just storms of natural disaster from which we need shelter. Which of the storms have come into your life recently? The betrayal of a friend? Or betraying your friend? The unfaithfulness of a mate, or being unfaithful to your mate? the rebellion of a child or the neglect and abuse of a child? Is it critical illness for you, for your parent, for your child? Could it be the loss of your own health? Or maybe the loss of a job or a career? Our list is really inexhaustible, isn't it? I want to proclaim to every listener that Jesus is truly a refuge. He is the Rock of Ages. Be among those who cry out to Him, Rock of Ages, hide thou me. I'm inviting you to come and find a refuge in Jesus today. If He is not your refuge, let us help you in making Him a fortress for you and for your family. He can and He will shelter you from the storms of life. He is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble for all those who are His children.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. In the midst of His children, the Lord said He would be. It doesn't take very many. It can be just two or three.
And I feel that same sweet Spirit that I felt oft times before. Surely I can say
that I've been with the Lord. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.